Another issue that has arisen lately on the safety aspect is a personal experience that I had. At 4:30 in the morning, my alarm went off in my house that somebody was in my yard. I look out the window, and I see a young teenage boy coming from behind my house. He had been back there for a few minutes. I looked out the window at him, and I realized that I didn't see that he was presenting any danger to me. So I went out on the porch and said something to him, and he ran. He ran down toward my mother's house. So I went back in to get in my vehicle to see if I could see what he was doing. And I met another neighbor up the road. He was walking his dog early that morning. And I told him what was going on. And he said he'd keep an eye out for him. Well, I came back, and he said that the young man had been hiding in the woods there beside my mother's house, and that he had run back toward my house. So I go and up to my house and check, and I don't see him anywhere. And in the meantime, the neighbor had called the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office came out, and we talked to them, and I told them I would assume that I had a good idea of where the boy came from. And we have a home there on Hampton Road they have foster children there, and they have some with special needs. And I said he probably came from there. And as it turns out, this boy is autistic, and he gets out of the house. He sneaks out of the house, and he was up in my yard, and I saw him. And that was not the first time he'd been there. I'd seen him two nights before on my front porch. Now, I had an idea, and most people in the neighborhood know about these children in this house. But we bring in strangers on nightly rentals. They're in one of these cabins. They're not going to know that young man is there or another young man comes out. And there's going to be a tragedy occur. If that happens, and that's just one personal thing that I wanted to let know that was a really tense situation that could have gone bad, really bad. And traffic. Hampton Road is a narrow road with no shoulders, large trees within inches of the pavement. There's a large portion of the road that is too narrow for two trucks to meet, and cars will have to leave the pavement when meeting. The residents are accustomed to this, but the increased traffic consisting of strangers on the road will greatly increase the danger. With the increased traffic, there will also be danger to the walkers and bicyclists.
This is the road. This is a picture of the road.
I have a picture right here. The pavement is less than 19 feet wide in places.
Okay. I have a picture of it.
Another part of the discussion was noise. This area is made up of steep hills and deep hollows. Sound travels long distances, and normal talking voices can be heard hundreds of feet away. This and the increased traffic noise will disturb the quiet that we all now enjoy out there. Property devaluation was another big concern. The properties that adjoin this proposal will suffer a significant drop in value due to the lack of future buyers choosing to live next to a nightly rental. The entire area will suffer devaluation to some extent. The general deterioration of residential lifestyle was another concern. The project would completely change the dynamics of a rare and desirable neighborhood forever. After discussion on these things, compatibility, motion made by Commissioner Dave Stewart to deny the application and was passed with a vote of 8-0. and subsequently a decision of record was posted. The decision was appealed by the applicant, as Scott stated, and subsequently overturned by the Board of Adjustment. In the Board of Adjustment meeting, it was correctly pointed out numerous times that the Board could only consider the items specifically listed in the decision of record. Those items listed were insufficient water supply for the new cabins. The Planning Commission Board was not satisfied with the condo-style platting of the cabins and common areas. Commissioner Stewart's motion stated, and I quote, and I've got the tape if anybody wants to hear it, "I make a motion to deny this project based on compatibility and the other problems that I have spelled out earlier." He didn't say compatibility of the problems I spelled out earlier. He said compatibility and the problems. The key word compatibility was omitted from the posted decision of record. Had the word compatibility been included, the board would have, the Board of Adjustments would have seriously considered it as evidence by this quote from one of the board members taken prior, to taking a vote. And I quote, "I believe that the Planning and Zoning Board is tasked with looking at the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and general safety, health, comfort, and general welfare of the community. Had they cited that as one of the reasons for their denial, I think that's still a valid issue here, and I'm hearing from these, Another board member can be heard in the background responding, "Absolutely." The question was then asked for Scott if they were correct in their belief that they could only consider the items in the decision record. Scott responded the affirmative and added the following. "I have to ask," which I did, "they made a motion and a second before they could vote. I asked the person who made the motion the reasoning for the denial motion, and he discussed the water and condo style ownership. There was lots of other discussion, but those were the reasons. If anybody else felt like they needed to speak up and add to the reason, they did not." And having been to several of these meetings, I personally have observed that this is a normal practice. That's what Scott says to each one of these people. However, that was not the case on May 11th hearing. As evidence in recording, Scott did not speak from the time Commissioner Stewart made his motion to deny this project based on compatibility until he was asked for the vote count. The motion was accepted as stated and the vote held. It's clear from recordings of the meeting that compatibility was an issue in their decision. In addition to Commissioner Stewart's motion, at least two other commissioners can be heard voicing statements and or questions referencing compatibility and residential area. The reasoning is reinforced by the same Planning Commission's decision that the meeting on August 17th, they denied a bed and breakfast in the same neighborhood. However, in this case, a motion was made, and before a vote was taken, Scott gave instructions as to how the motion should be worded. The motion to deny was clarified to read, quote, "incompatibility in neighborhood of single-family residences," and passed 8-0. Had they had that instruction in the initial meeting, the motion would have been worded more specific, which is what they prefer to have, but as it was not, then the record of decision, in my opinion, is not complete. And the Board of Adjustment said they could only rule on the two things that were on it. So they, even though they said it was incompatible, they weren't allowed to take that into consideration in their thing. So I asked this commission to look at this and reconsider.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
Can I ask a question? Is Hampton Road a county road?
I was wondering that same thing.
Is Hampton Road a county serviced road? Not a public road, but a county road?
Yeah.
County road.
Well, is it county maintained?
Yeah.
If 160-20
is actually the road.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
He said 160-20.
I'm not sure about the county road, but it's 160-20 is the number on the road.
On the road sign, it says Hampton Road. In the bottom right, it'll say 160-20. And that's a county road.
Mr. Elliott?
Yes, sir.
Could you come here? I got a
sure.
quick question. Is it appropriate to, should I call the applicant's
name? Yeah, as long as we can.
Yeah. I thought so. I just... Would the owner and applicant want to come up and speak on the record, please? Maybe one at a time. Let's see. We'll hear from each one of you. Could you state your name and address for the record?
Mike Dortch, 289 Ruby's Rest in Reed Springs. I have a couple of questions quick, if you don't mind. Are we hearing an appeal of the Board of Adjustments decision? Is that what we're hearing? And I'm sorry, Sheila, I owe you an apology. I was a bit of a pest, but I was trying to find out what this meeting was about, and it, at the end of the day, it seemed like it was just we were receiving a complaint from Ken, and yet when I heard the thing that you just stated, it may end up in a essentially an appeal. So I don't want to limit my comments to what the target of the meeting is. Is this a compatibility issue that we're hearing, or is it?
The way I understand it, we're conducting a public hearing on the appeal.
So limit myself to the appeal because the compatibility was not an issue at the Board of Adjustments. There was no finding by the Planning Commission of a land use incompatibility. And I know the discussion that Ken had, but the official... Go ahead.
I think at this point... Anything that you want us to hear, you probably need to speak to it.
I would agree with that assessment.
Anything.
Anything you want us to hear, you need to speak to us at this point.
Okay.
The way the code is written is, in my understanding, and Mr. Elliott may speak to this a little better, per our code, anything within the Eastern District, you can say the Eastern, I can.
Here's what I would suggest, sir.
Okay.
Both from Mr. Coleman's perspective and your perspective and anyone else, I would not want anyone to limit their comments of issues relating to your original application that you all would want this commission to hear in making their decision. So the commission is in a position to tell Mr. Coleman, you or anyone else here, about either limit your comments to this issue or don't limit. Everyone should see fit to speak to whatever issues regarding this project that you all see fit.
I guess,
and that way it can all be in front of the commission.
Good. We didn't understand that the Div 3 permit was on the line. It sounded like it was just going to be a hearing about a complaint from Ken, and then if further action was going to be taken, probably a new hearing or something scheduled. But with that on the record, I'll do the best I can. We don't have a presentation. We would have brought one.
Mr. George, Ben, you mentioned my name. I do want to say I did. Did I say anything in any way to indicate to you that we were only hearing any certain thing?
No.
My answer was I did not know what we were hearing.
Yeah.
And whatever we were asked to hear, we would hear.